Hello, everyone. Thank you, and welcome to Sunday Morning Mimosa. My name is Joe, and I'm bringing you a very special edition of Sunday Morning Mimosa this morning. We are going to have a very sought-after interview with two of the top showgirls in the business today, who are taking a little bit of time out from their rehearsals for the big show coming up on May 23rd at the Duplex. To talk with us and take your questions, we're here with a live audience. Everyone's really excited. Everyone has their emotions. Everybody's ready to go. So I'm going to get right into it. So, all right, everybody settle down. Everybody's got their mimosas. We're going to get right into it. Let's get them out here. They've been entertaining the masses for 25-plus years now, starting out in All Night Strut and now making their big comeback again starting last year. Coming up with their big one-night-only show on May 23rd at the Duplex. This is Anita M. Buffum and Gina Marie Ritali.
Swine flu, careful. Careful, Bubba. Swine flu, everybody. God, careful, careful. I'm not going to touch a hand.
Well, the school over there closed in Queens.
Oh, yes. Did you hear that?
I heard it from what Scavullo, Linda Scavullo told me about that.
Well, how can my have it?
Well, I don't go near her anyway.
Well,
so that's
who knows?
Fine.
Who knows?
Oh, all right. Well, I don't know much about Linda Scavullo and her kids.
All right, all right.
I want to thank you ladies so much for taking time. I mean, you're so busy right now. You're having a big show coming up, right?
We are so busy. Well, not as busy as we were over Christmas.
Oh, good. Right. Right. Oh, we were working like horses.
Well, I thought that I had got them a nucleus.
Oh,
well, I was so tired.
Well, you thought you had mononucleosis. That's what you thought you had.
Right. That's what I said. I had that mononucleus.
That's right.
Well, I went to my doctor. Turns out he told me I had fatigue.
Fatigue?
Yes, honey.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. She thought she had fatigue.
Well, and I had it. I didn't only think it. I had it.
Oh, God, honey.
Anyway.
Well, what are you going to do?
You're better, though.
I am. And our manager, Tricia.
Oh, God.
She has now got it so that there's a little bit more time for us to relax.
Oh.
I mean, those rehearsals over Christmas, we were rehearsing, 2 days a week?
Oh.
I was...
Oh, God. Could you believe it?
Well,
and, 2 hours a day. I mean, that was too much.
On top of, the charity work that I'm... Well, the charity work that I'm thinking about doing, I couldn't keep up. I couldn't. I almost
passed
out.
And between my job at this Aphrodite Construction and Lumber, forget about it.
That's right.
Forget it. I had an 8-hour day and then 2 hours of rehearsal. Oh, no.
I can understand it.
Oh, forget it, Joe. Forget it.
Yeah, it's amazing what you ladies do. So, again, thank you so much for being here.
Oh.
And we have a live audience here. We're also broadcasting this over the internet.
On Twitter.
Talkbox. So we're going to have people send in their questions as we get them. I have some questions here.
Okay.
We're ready.
We're on Barbara Walters.
I know.
The most fascinating people.
You know, Joy Behar, she's on Twitter's name.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I love Joy Behar.
Oh, God.
Let me take you ladies back to the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Let's stroll down memory lane. Look at that.
Memories.
So how did you ladies get your start? I think most of the audience really would like to know where it all began.
Wow.
Oh, God. Wow.
Well, where did it start, really?
Well, really? Well, how old were we? Your aunts.
Well, my aunts, that's right.
Candy and Connie.
Uh-huh.
They had a dance studio out in Long Island.
CNC Dance Factory.
Exactly. We started there with all the tap and the jazz and the ballet. What were we, two years old?
Oh, God.
2 years old?
If that. Really? And forget it. Remember when I was a little girl, they used to call me the Long Island Shirley Temple.
I remember. Well, and then your aunt put us in that little local traveling circus.
Oh, forget that. Forget that.
And that's when they dyed your hair.
Oh, forget it. And now I've been blonde ever since.
Wow.
That's
amazing.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Then we went, we did the dance and all that, and then we went to school.
That's right.
Public school.
Public school.
Well, Toronto High then. They didn't really have private school. I mean, they had boarding school.
They had nothing, they don't have those fancy schools for the arts that they have now.
Well, the thing is, back then it wasn't a problem. You didn't have the Puerto Ricano, Afro-Hawaiian. They didn't have
that.
We didn't have to worry about that. We had good schools.
You have that somewhere else.
Right.
But not here.
So it's been a long road getting to where you are now.
Tough
road.
You've been through a lot of things. How has it been getting back into the business now?
I never really left it. I mean, I have been modeling.
True, you have.
I've been modeling. And, I mean, we were in All Night Struts.
That's right.
Which toured New Jersey.
Oh, that's right.
And we played, I don't know if everybody knows this, all these people.
We should tell them.
We both played Girls in the Lamppost.
Oh, God, honey. Wasn't that amazing?
It was the best 3 weeks of my life. We toured all over New Jersey.
Well, I was girl number two.
And I was girl 1A.
That's right.
I could have been girl one, but I don't want to.
Well, you can't go into it. You know, our arch nemesis, Sheena Shanti, she was girl number one. And actually, didn't you play? You played Hashiana.
Well, that's the thing. We played. See, really, there's only one lady in this show.
Yeah,
a cast of a gang of 25 men.
Oh, and one girl.
One girl.
Had never been done before on stage. Well, at least that we knew of.
Not on stage.
Yeah, no.
This video's there.
Oh, well, somewhere.
And we actually, because your aunts.
That's right.
Something had a meeting with
the
Bobby.
The director.
The director,
oh,
Bobby.
We used to call him the Silver Bullet. Oh, God, you remember that?
I do. And so they had a meeting of something, and then the next thing we know, we were cast as Sheena Shantisa's shadow.
Oh, that's right. And
I was the shadow.
You were the shadow, and I was the stop sign.
In the alley.
That's right.
Gina Maria played the stop sign in the alley.
Do you remember that costume?
That headdress.
Oh, honey.
With that woman, what was her name? Cheryl? She did something with the Ecto Cooler, the costume woman.
Oh, gosh.
She took the Ecto Cooler boxes and made that big sign.
I don't know how she did it. Bob Mackie never thought anything, he never thought anything like that before.
No.
I'll tell you that.
Didn't.
Never.
It was an amazing show.
It was.
You know what? That's okay, because we've actually gotten a couple questions from some of our online listeners. So
online.
I'm going to go right to one of them.
Okay.
All right.
And I think this is very fitting. This listener would like to know, what makes you two so gorgeous?
A model. I mean, that's...
Well...
I'm all... You didn't, Gina.
I never did. Well, that's
no,
true.
No, but you... I mean, you always had the personality.
Oh!
I mean, you really, if you could take a picture of a personality, you would have been on the
cover
of the
ball. Oh, honey, look at you. Oh! That's why we're this close. That's why. Oh, look at you. Oh, God.
It's true. I don't know. What is the secret? Well, we actually, when you get to be our age, we do use a little bit of makeup.
Yes. Let's tell them what we do.
This is the other thing. A lot of people don't know this about us. I'm going to tell them.
Tell them.
A lot of people don't know this about us. A lot of people don't know. We are the Tri-State Area's number one sales girls for Mary Magdalene Cosmetics. And so we have, a little bit of background in cosmetology.
Oh, yeah, we do. Well, hello. Any girl from those back in the day.
You had to do your own makeup.
Oh, forget it.
You did. You had to do your own makeup.
Forget it. If you didn't know how to, you were a schlub.
And back then, they were all about the color and everything.
Oh, forget it. Forget it. And not like now.
Not like now, no.
Oh, God.
All beige
and
browns.
Oh, God.
Why bother? What's the point?
We don't do that.
No.
We don't do it.
Absolutely not.
No, we're all about the colors. So we pride ourselves in looking good with our Mary Magdalene cosmetics.
Exactly.
That's what
we
do.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Color. Color is your...
Color is it.
Really
color
good.
Is it, honey.
It's the beauty secret.
Let's go back. Let's go back to the time when it was big.
Exactly.
Okay.
Pink is huge, especially for this
pink.
Year. Mary Magdalene has the brand new Bubblegum Baby Jesus Pink.
Is that what you're wearing tonight?
I am wearing the
vibrant.
Bubblegum
yes.
Baby Jesus Pink tonight, yes. Absolutely. And I also have the... You'll notice this the blue around my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Normally I do pink on my eyes too, but tonight I have the Tears of Mary turquoise.
Oh, look at that.
That is gorgeous.
Look at
that. It is breathtaking, really.
And it really does bring a tear to
your
eye.
It does.
It really does. It really does.
It really does, you're right.
Yes.
And the glitter is a separate. Now that's separate.
Oh, that's something
that's
special.
That's something to add on to it.
Oh.
Mary Magdalene prides itself on being able to layer its products right on top of each other.
Ah!
And this glitter is the Mary at the Disco.
Oh, goodness.
The Mary at the Disco glitter.
And you have a fabulous smile.
That is perfect.
And we remember those days.
We do.
Oh, the years of Studio 54 and all
the
that.
Oh, Copa?
Well, you remember those days.
God.
Oh,
God. Well, when we
goodness.
Toured that tour with All Night Struts.
Yeah.
For those 3 weeks, every night we'd go to the Copa.
Oh, forget that.
Every night.
Forget that.
Remember
the things we used to saw?
Oh, God. Well, sometimes we wouldn't even get on a costume. And my costume was actually just a... naked bodysuit.
Oh, forget it.
Yes, with strategically placed
rhinestones.
The damsels, yes.
Yes, honey.
Yes.
Oh, God. We never saw anything like it.
No, and the stairs that I used to get.
Oh, honey. Oh, you were.
It's true.
You were something.
Well, I used to be able to, and I still can do it, too.
Hmm.
I used to be able to do all the floor aerobics and the stretching and all that.
Oh, God, honey. You were known for that. You were known for this.
Sometimes, just to like, you know, because I can't help myself, I just like to entertain anywhere I go. I would be sitting on the bar stool and I would just raise my legs right over my head.
That's it.
And balance myself right on the bar stool.
She was so popular. She was so popular. Oh, God.
All right.
So I got another question from one of our online listeners. So I'm going to get right to that if you don't mind.
Okay.
This listener would like you to give his or her friend Veronica Buffett some advice on how to start her showgirl career. She loves you.
Veronica Buffett, that sounds familiar.
That does sound very familiar to us.
She probably lives over in,
well, who knows,
36th
Avenue. Yeah, over the tricks.
Yeah. Well, Veronica, but with a name like that, Veronica, I don't...
You might have to change it. You might have to change it, honey.
You might want to go buffet.
Yes.
And you know what? Drop the Veronica. Go with BB. BB Buffet.
BB Buffet. Now, that's a showgirl name.
Yes.
That's a showgirl name. Yes, it is.
I can see that on a marquee. Right under our names.
Right under us.
Maybe she can
and in the back row.
Maybe she can open for you on one of your shows.
Could play our shadow.
Oh!
Yes.
Now that's an idea, honey.
Yes.
Draw her name down.
Okay.
Draw her name down.
We got her information. All
right.
Lots of questions.
So your basic advice is to change your name.
To start with, yes.
To start, honey.
Okay.
You're
not going to get anywhere with that.
Obviously, you did that back in the day.
No, honey.
You think Judy Garland was Judy Garland? No, she was not. She was Frances Gum.
Do you think I'm really Anita M. Buffum? No, honey. No, that name is, that's a glamorous name.
Oh.
I was not born with that name, and don't ask me what my real name is, because I won't tell you.
But mine is glamorous, and I was born with it. I was born with it. Oh, yeah, honey.
Okay, so I got another question here, and I don't know if this falls under your area of expertise, but I'm sure you can...
I'm sure you can shed some light on it.
Another one of our online listeners would like to know, can you please give my wife, Laura, some advice on how to spice up our life?
Oh, well,
you might know that about this, Gina, you've been married.
I've been married for so long. I can't even count.
Right out of high school.
Can't even count.
Her husband, Frankie Rattoli, right out of high school.
Oh, God. Childhood sweethearts.
Yeah, well,
that's
absolutely
what we were.
Absolutely.
You know what you got to do, honey? You gotta mix it up in the bedroom. That's how you do it. That's how you do
it. Can I tell a story? Because I will never forget
you
this.
You tell a story.
I will never forget this. There was one day Gina Marie didn't show up to church, and this was back when she was attending
church. Don't tell this story.
This was back when you were attending church.
I'm so embarrassed.
Well.
Is everybody? I'm turning red. I'm turning red.
So now, here we are. I'm in church singing my hymnal. Well, I had the solo that week in the choir, so.
Oh.
And this is why I remember this so well.
Oh, God.
So I'm singing it. I'm singing out loud. And
don't
I noticed that she wasn't there. And I said, where's Gina Marie? Where's Gina Marie? I knew that she would. I mean, I was singing a solo. She had to have been there.
Of course. I would have been there.
I get out. She didn't come to the after party. Well, that's what we call it at our church, the after party. And so I call her up and said, Gina Marie, where are you? And she was handcuffed to her bed.
Can you believe it? Handcuffed to my bed. And I was so embarrassed. I stayed there until my husband Frankie came home the next day. I stayed home because I would not have a fireman come into my house. Oh, no, honey. Me and my itty-bitties and my negligee? Oh, no.
And that was after your... she had the boobie cancer. You only have one.
Well, we should.
That's embarrassing.
I don't want to talk about that. Oh, we shouldn't talk about that. Oh, that's... No, honey.
Let's move on. I just want to finish the episode. I won't talk about that.
Frankie left you handcuffed to the bed. I don't understand. You never have answered that for me. Can we just lay that to rest right now?
He
left you handcuffed.
I don't want to get into it. I won't get into it.
We have another question from one of our online listeners. This listener would like to know, being mothers, wives, and career women, how do you do it all?
Well, I'm not a mother. I can't have kids.
No, she can't. She's barren. She can't have kids. Charlie Rondinelli, her first husband, left her because she couldn't have kids.
It's true.
But what can you do?
There's nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it.
A lot of beautiful women can't have kids.
That's it. That's right.
And, you know, I'm better off without him because now I can concentrate full time on my career.
That's right. But I am a mother. And I've had two children.
And you have done, what a job you've done.
Oh,
what
God,
a job
honey.
She has done.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
Your Tina Marie, your firstborn.
And my Joey.
You're squeezing me so hard. You're squeezing my hand so hard.
Because I feel so passionate. So passionate.
Well, and you've done such a job with him. I mean, Tina Marie is dating that wonderful Afro-American.
Well, all right. Well,
it's okay. This is I mean, nobody can see us. Well, this is all audio. They can't tell he's Afro-American.
Okay. Well, and then you say, and I'm nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it.
There is nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it at all. Some of my best friends have friends that are Afro-American.
Oh, I bet.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, honey. And over down at the, it was Commerce Bank, but now it's at TD North
Bank. Oh, TDI.
That you go to.
Oh, I love that bank.
Mr. Buff and I don't.
No?
Well, it's a lower end bank. But I see that they have the Afro-American tellers in there now. Yes.
They didn't have that before?
Well, not at my bank.
Oh, well.
No, honey.
Well, okay. No. Well, they've had it at my bank for some time now.
Well, there's nothing wrong with it.
All right.
Nothing wrong with it at all. And then your daughter, your son, Joey.
My, yeah. Oh, what a lover.
I know. And well, recently he's come out as a homosexual, which is nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it.
And I have to say, I am proud. I am a proud parent of a homosexual man. Yes, I am. Oh, I am. I am. And I have joined the PFLAG.
Is it?
Yeah. Yes, I have.
Okay, well, I'm glad you feel this way now, because I remember recently.
It's took some time. It has. And it's been tough.
I can understand. I mean, it's just not right, so I understand why you feel that way.
Well, I'm coming to terms with it. And you know what? I think you're born that way now. I've decided that I've read so much research on it, you know, and I have decided that it is something that is biological. And I blame it on my husband, Frankie. Oh, I do. I do. Oh, I do.
Well, and that's funny because I have actually also done some research, too, because...
Really?
Well, you know how I love Joey. He's my nephew, practically.
Forget it. He's like your own son.
Well, and his boyfriend, Gino, hung up that track lighting for me, which was just gorgeous. But so I wanted to be able to come to terms with it myself, and so I rented that movie, Tu Wong Fu. Yes, the one with the gays in it.
Wasn't Patrick Swayze in it?
Yes,
right?
I did not know he was gay.
He's masculine. No, he's a masculine man, is what he is.
Well,
and he played a homosexual.
Yeah, I don't think he's actually gay.
He's not.
Well, I had to watch it so I could understand, and I think now I'm starting to come to terms with he is the way he is.
But I don't think that my Joey's anything like those people in the Tu Wong Fu. I don't think so. No.
Gino's more like them.
Gino might be. Okay, yeah, I'll give you that.
All right, well, it is amazing what you ladies do and how you manage all the things that go on in your life. But let's get back to your showgirl career because, that's really why we're all here.
We've been going off on a rant, honey.
I'm sorry. You do that.
I do it.
Yes,
I do it. Look at you talk.
I know. That's why we love you.
So what we really want to know is who or what inspired you to become showgirls? I mean, back in the day when you decided this is what you want to do.
Well.
Where did that inspiration come from? What do you draw on?
I mean, really, we had no choice. It was really kind of like a JonBenet situation.
Oh,
where our parents put us in dance.
Oh, God. And the tip and the belly. And my mother was all about it. Oh.
Yes.
You know, Miss D'Angelo. Well, my mother.
Oh, God bless her heart.
Oh, God. You remember.
Miss D'Angelo.
Oh, yes. You remember her.
Well,
She used to do our makeups. 2 years old. We were putting makeups on.
Yes.
Oh, God. And you
remember. Remember in the heels? She used to get us walking around in high heels.
And she used to make us watch all those old movies. Well, yes. And I grew up
Shirley
on all that.
Temple,
Judy Garland and all that. Oh,
Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, forget it.
I remember she kept coaching me. She kept saying, Anita, you need to fashion yourself after Marilyn Monroe.
That's it. She knew you had that kind of body.
I remember 2, 3, 4 years old, I was doing things like winking and rolling my shoulder and pulling up my skirt.
You learned it a lot quicker than I did.
And it's funny because I kept thinking in order to achieve this showgirl career, I had to sleep with the president. Yes. I thought that's how you did it. I didn't know. We had no idea.
That's my mother.
God rest her soul.
Oh, God. Wasn't she wonderful?
Oh,
God. She left us too young.
It's true. That's where you get your smile.
It is.
You have the same smile as her.
Oh, look at you.
I know. It's too bad you didn't have the dentistry we have now.
Oh, God.
I see a lot of Shirley Temple and Marilyn Monroe in you, too, so that makes sense. I do see it, so.
Oh, honey.
We're going to move on to the next question. Where do you guys see yourself in 5 years? I mean, you've restarted up this showgirl career. What are your goals 5 years from now? Where do you see yourself?
5 years?
I can barely think about tomorrow.
I know.
5 years. Good.
What? And the way things are going.
Who knows? Really?
Who knows? We may conquer the world.
Yes, honey. Yes.
We could be like Madonna.
Yes. Oh, no. Okay. She's a whore.
Well.
Yes.
Yeah. Well.
No. I've seen some of her videos.
Oh, well, yeah.
And no.
But look at that career, honey. Wouldn't you want a career like that?
Oh, could you imagine that? Us touring the world.
Reinventing ourselves every time.
Oh, well, you could make yourself pretty on the next one, and I could, you know, do my hair different.
Oh, that's it?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It could be a fabulous new us every time.
Every time.
Every time.
I think we should do it.
Oh, God. We should learn to do that. I don't know. We got to talk to the right people.
We'll have to talk to Trisha a bit.
Oh, yeah. We do. We got to talk to Trisha.
All right, I'm getting word from Gil, our producer here, that we have
Hello, Gil. Our producer Gil, everybody.
He's telling me that we actually have a question from one of our live audience members here.
Oh!
So, I think we're all set to go, right, Gil? All right, go ahead.
Hi.
Your question.
I was wondering, you guys have such great chemistry on stage.
Oh.
Is it real? Like, do you get along off stage, too?
Absolutely,
honey.
Well, we're practically sisters.
We were born right next door from each other.
Right, and literally, those were the days you didn't go to the hospital.
No.
I remember that. I vaguely recall our parents telling us about that. Yes.
We're basically born in the same week.
We might as well be Siamese twins.
Oh, honey.
We could do a whole number, Siamese twins.
Oh, God, remember that? We saw that one time at the circus.
Yes.
Remember that? When we used to work when we were little girls. We were freaked out. We were freaked out for years. I was tormented by those visions.
It was horrible.
Oh, God, honey.
The bearded lady?
Oh.
Oh.
No. The lizard man?
No.
No, no.
We used to run from there screaming and crying.
Oh, I don't want ever want to go back to
and what is it? The munchkins there. The little people.
Oh, God. Well, on the Sunday Morning Mimosa show, they have little people.
I know. I don't know how they do it.
I literally died when I saw them. I literally died.
And then the side, you go out. Oh, God. Do you remember what's her name? The world's fattest woman.
Oh.
That was scary.
No.
That,
I had never seen anybody over 500 pounds before.
Oh, my God. And what? She was only 5 foot tall.
Oh, God. 5'3".
Oh, poor thing.
What can you do?
She was scary.
Oh, honey.
Okay, so we have another question from one of our online listeners. Okay, this says, I have read in the tabloids that you two have a program, Light as a Feather, but one of you doesn't look like you follow the program. Is there any truth to that?
Gina, I am
Gina. What are they talking about?
Honey,
I follow it to a T.
I know. I don't know what they're talking about. That is mean spirited.
I can't believe
it. Honey, come here, honey. I am so sorry about this.
How can they judge? How can they judge like that? I don't understand it.
She has had two kids.
Oh. You have two kids. You have two children pop out of something little. And you tell me what happens to that area in the middle. You tell me.
I am so sorry, honey. People are so mean.
Oh, cruel.
All right, I'm just going
to move on.
Be honest,
I have the name of the person?
Absolutely, we will get to that information.
I will make sure the Italian League gets to them.
I did not read that question before I read it on the air. I apologize to you. I did not mean to assume.
Listen, I want to say, though, I have this whole new mantra. I'm doing the yogurts in the morning, and this whole new mantra about how you have to own up to your own responsibilities, and I have to say, Gina Marie, there has been times that you've had to go to work, and we've been working down at Astoria Park
on
the aerobics.
I understand, honey.
All that. So to say you follow it to a T.
Well, I am a woman on the go, though, honey.
You are a career
I am girl. A 9-to-5 girl. And then beyond that, we have rehearsals. So when do I fit it in?
It's understandable. There's no need to get upset. It's not even worth talking about.
It's not worth it.
All right, we do have another question. I've read this. It is a fair question. This listener would like to know, who do you ladies compare yourselves to? Who do you model yourself after?
You know, I really don't think there's anybody.
There's nobody out there like me.
No.
No. Well, and that's the thing that makes us so successful.
Oh, no.
Absolutely.
Oh, I can't imagine anybody. I mean, we've emulated ourselves after certain kinds of women that are out there that have done similar.
I can't have kids, so I have puppies.
Oh,
and you know me, I like to bring them everywhere I can.
I know, honey.
And did you see on the websites? Yes.
Show me.
If you go to this www.sundaymorningmimosa.com, our web designer put up my puppy on the thing.
I saw that right by your foot.
Yes.
Right by your foot.
I love it.
My little
puppy.
I couldn't believe it.
Yes,
but anyway,
everyone should definitely go to sundaymorningmimosa.com. We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
We do have another question from one of our live not our live, but our internet audience, actually.
Yay!
They're very responsive. They have lots of questions for you. So
I love it.
Let's get right to it. So all we
right.
get through all these.
Okay.
Have you ever been? Have you ever had a bad experience with a male groupie? Do you have male groupies that come to your show?
Oh.
Do you know what male groupies are?
Well, there is one Mexican that comes to all of our shows.
Yes. I don't know if you want to name names.
I won't say his name.
All right.
But I'll give a little clue. We'll call him Josie.
Okay.
All right. He comes to every one of our shows.
Josie G.
Something like that.
Okay.
And he comes to one of our shows, all of our shows.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he just won't leave us alone.
Oh, forget it.
He just won't leave us alone. I don't understand.
He's like a hawk.
I don't understand. He won't leave us alone.
And I don't like it.
No, it makes me very uncomfortable.
Yeah. He's right on my shoulder.
The smell.
Oh. Well, I can't talk about that. I don't know if it's... I don't know if all those Mexican boys, Puerto Rican, I don't know what they're using.
No, it's not Chanel
it's,
number 5, I'll tell
no,
you that.
Not,
it is not Chanel number 5.
I think it's the same cologne.
It's all the same cologne, yes.
But I don't, do they all, like, is it a conspiracy? Do they try to, like, pack together and say that they're going to have this one set?
I don't know, but it must be the same one that the Afro-Americans are wearing.
No.
Yes, honey.
Well, isn't it Afro-Sheen? I don't know. What is the F?
We don't know about these things.
Oh, well, I don't know. I've never heard of it.
I'm not sure.
We don't know about these things.
Never heard of it.
Everyone's looking at us like we're horrible people.
I know. What's going on here?
I don't understand.
I don't understand.
I'm just a simple girl. I mean, I grew up here in small town Astoria, New York City.
We never heard of anything like this before.
Absolutely.
Just asking a question. My gosh.
Oh, maybe we should skip that
question. Let's just move on. We're just going to move on.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it.
I mean, if you like a particular cologne, a particular odor,
you should wear it.
Yes.
We like Chanel number 5.
That's what we prefer.
That's it.
That's what
we grew up on.
You may not like it.
Italian women like Chanel number 5.
Everyone likes Chanel number 5. It's
okay.
Great. So we have another question from one of our internet audience here.
Okay, go ahead.
Who would you rather have dinner with, Madonna or Barbara?
Barbara,
oh,
please.
Well, first of all.
Oh,
first
please,
and foremost.
Please.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, well, if I wanted to watch a pornography, I would talk to Frankie Ritala. Yes.
Hey. What are you saying?
I'm saying Madonna's a whore.
What are you saying about my Frankie using pornography, though? That's not right. Oh, we don't have that in my house. You think we have that in my house?
All right,
we don't need that in my house.
Well, hold on. You may not have it in your house, but let's back up. It's a coincidence you asked us about Barbara and pornography because remember when you went to go see Barbara, you won the Chinese auction.
God, remember that?
Yes.
I went to go and fly down to, flew
San
across the country. Yeah,
tell
to
them
San Fran.
Then I'll put in white.
Well, I went to San Fran, all expenses paid.
Yes, Barbara, what's the Chinese, what is the
Chinese auction at the Italian
Lake. She won one free ticket.
That's it, one free ticket.
To Barbara Streisand in San Francisco.
Oh, my God, and I got backstage passes and everything.
Yes, well, and here I am in Astoria by myself, my husband.
Go ahead.
My husband, Mr. Buffum, who is the head of the Sons of the, what is it, the head of the...
The Sons of the Jewish Temple.
Yes, head of the Sons of the Jewish Temple.
Mm-hmm.
He was out of town on business in China or Asia or something, and...
he's always gone.
Always
gone.
Anyway, so I'm by myself, and Gina Marie's born, and I get a call from Frankie Ritala calling me on my phone in the middle of the night. It's 2 in the morning.
Get it out.
Yes. He said he was coming over from the bar.
Shut up.
And said he needed some company.
What?
Well, and honey, I told you this story.
Well, we shouldn't talk about it here.
Let me finish it, though. I didn't tell you the whole deal. So I go outside to meet him because he was a blubbering mess. And said that he couldn't be by himself, didn't know what Gina Marie was.
Oh,
he missed you, honey.
Of course he did.
He missed you.
He doesn't know what to do with himself.
Exactly.
So doesn't know what to do with himself
when
I'm gone.
Well, he does know what to do with himself because he came over, pulled something out of his bag, and it was a dirty movie, and he asked me if I wanted to watch some entertainment.
Get out of
yes.
here. He never asked me to watch a dirty movie.
He tried to tell me it was Basic Instincts.
Shut up.
Yes, I knew that was not Basic Instincts the minute we started watching it.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, God. Next question,
okay,
Joe.
Next
Please.
Question. Next question. We're going to move right on. All right, this is a hypothetical question. Say you guys weren't showgirls. Say that you didn't go into being showgirls.
What do you mean?
What else would you have done? What would your career be if you weren't showgirls?
I don't understand the question. I don't understand it.
Well, I'm saying if there was some way that you didn't get exposed to the showgirl career early in your life, like you say you did, what other talents, what other ways would you support yourself if it wasn't for being a showgirl?
I'm a model.
Yes, you did, honey.
I don't know if I understand the question, though, because all part of the showgirl life, I mean, the modeling is part of that.
True.
I mean, you never modeled.
Well,
but
no,
I
never did that. I never did that. No.
I don't think, I mean.
I was too short. Too short.
Well.
You know, I had to deal with that all my life.
You're very short.
I was short.
Very
short. Not even for catalog.
Well,
they told me that, remember that?
That you couldn't even do the beauty shots.
Oh, God. I couldn't even
do that.
And I said to
them.
Glamour shots. They didn't even want to take my picture from here up.
I had to say to them, I don't understand. I went to my agent. Remember, I was with Priscilla at the time.
Oh, God.
And I said to her, I don't understand if I can do the modeling.
Yeah.
I mean, I am taller. But I was doing the athletic modeling.
I know.
Because, because I could do the splits.
Oh, yeah, you
but
did.
But you, they were, I said, she can't just do, I mean, you can't tell how tall she is if you just have a picture of her face.
I know. My mother always said I'd be great for it.
All right, well, I'm sorry that didn't work out for you ladies. But what you do have coming up is your big show on May 23rd.
Oh, Joe, you had to bring it up. I love it.
I did.
Oh, goodness.
So that's at the Duplex on May 23rd, is that right?
Yes,
it is.
Are you excited for this show?
Thrilled.
What is the title?
We're thrilled.
It's called One Night Only.
One Night Only.
Starring Anita M. Buffum.
And Gina Marie Ritoli.
Yes, honey. Yeah, we have been in rehearsals for how long?
Oh, God,
weeks.
Weeks now.
And there is a lot of buzz on the internet about this show. People are clamoring to find out what you're going to be performing. Actually, one of our listeners online had just typed in one of their questions asking, what songs might you be singing at the show? I mean, I don't know if you want to give that away.
We can't give it away.
We won't give all the way the surprises, but we will say we are doing some of our old standards that we always do.
True.
But we've reworked them.
Oh, goodness.
We have reworked them.
In a new way.
Yes, honey. And we've taken Gina made it so that my solo that I normally sing is now a duet.
Well.
And it's going to be great.
We took it away from you and we gave it to both of us. You had to do that. You had to rework it in a new way.
Yeah, we had to figure out a way to rework it.
That's
and
all.
So that's
all.
What we did. And what, I mean.
But we gave you your own little bit.
Oh, God, I can't
your
wait.
Your own little bit.
I can't wait.
Your own little bit.
Yeah, I had my own little section of the show. It's pretty much the showstopper. Mm. Oh, God, it's really going to be amazing.
Oh,
it really
goodness
is.
Gracious.
I can't wait. Are you nervous? Because I know you normally get nervous.
I get a little nervous. I do. I really do.
And normally what I do, and I don't know if you know this or not, Gina Marie, but normally she gets so worked up and so riled up and so nervous and so all crazy in the head about all this that I have to slip her a Valium or three into her Franzia.
Oh, I never knew
that. Yes, I put it right in your Franzia. That's why you're so calm before we go on stage.
Well, thank God for that, honey.
Yes.
Well, thank God I never knew.
Well,
thank God I never knew.
Well, if I told
what if
you,
I had
you
known,
nervous.
I would have been nervous over the fact that I took it.
Because you don't like to take medication.
Oh, no, I don't do that.
No.
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 This body is a sanctuary.
Yes.
Yes.
You need to tell that to Frankie Ritoli.
He knows it.
Yes.
He knows it.
So how do we get tickets for this great show that's coming up on May 23rd at the Duplex?
You go to www.sundaymorningmimosas.com.
That's right. And you click on the link to
the little star on
there.
There's a star.
There's a star on there for Smorton.
Yes. Now, I feel bad. I feel so bad because, you know, Sunday Morning Mimosa isn't just us.
No.
But they have us right on the front of their page.
Well.
Right on the front.
Our show's coming up.
I mean, hello. But you just click on that and it takes you to get your tickets.
That's right.
Yes.
Can you believe it?
www.sundaymorningmimosa.com.
So it's that easy. You just go to sundaymorningmimosa.com, you click on the link, and you're right there to buy your ticket to see the greatest entertainment that the city has to offer.
Yes,
oh,
and
look at you.
What's so exciting is we talked to Trisha this morning, and we are already at half capacity. Yes.
Can you believe that?
Half capacity.
Tickets
went on sale just the other day. Yeah, we're already at half capacity.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's fantastic.
Well, it's one night only, right?
One night.
The show, so.
Normally, we do three nights.
Right.
True.
Or a couple. Well,
right.
But my schedule does not permit that
right
now.
No, we have to work.
It does not permit
it. We have to work.
That's right.
Aphrodite Construction and Lumber can't be without you that
long. No, they're not. They don't even know I'm doing the one night.
Did you have to put it, you're calling in sick?
Oh, I pretended I had to go to the doctors.
Oh, for your boobie cancer.
That's right.
We're very excited about the show. Everyone's very excited.
Oh.
So everyone knows how to get their tickets. We're about run out of time. Oh. I don't want to keep you ladies too much longer because we, you know, I know you have a tight schedule.
Yeah, we have to rest.
You know, a lot to do, and we don't want you to get fatigued again.
No, go on.
We don't need yet.
I don't need to get the fatigue again.
Oh, goodness.
No. It's bad enough, the swine flu.
Oh, goodness.
I'm going to leave you with one final question. Another hypothetical.
Go ahead.
See what you ladies
go ahead,
think.
Joe. Give it to us.
All right. So say some big producer comes to this one night only show, and they see you, and they say, you know what, I like one of you, but not the other, and I want to make a solo act.
Oh, Gina, I'm sorry.
What would you do with the show? Would you go on a solo? Would one of you go on a solo act for the other? Or?
Oh, no.
I mean,
come on.
Well.
We have started this from the get-go. We always knew that it would be just the two of us.
I mean, it would not be my problem that they'd want me and not Gina Marie, but no, I would not split up the act.
No.
No.
Never.
Not.
We're like this.
Right.
You can't split the end up.
Right.
You can't split it up.
Not for the not right price.
No.
Absolutely.
No. You can't do it,
No,
honey.
You can't.
You can't
remember,
do it.
Remember when you were going to church and they gave us that duet?
Oh.
And you got sick.
I got sick. You had to do it by yourself.
But I didn't want you.
No.
I didn't want to do it by
of
myself.
Of course you wouldn't.
I mean, I did.
Well,
but I didn't want to.
Well, you weren't supposed to, but
I
you
had
did
to do it.
It
for Jesus.
Oh. Well, that's one person you can't. You can't deny.
Right.
So let's do it this way. If Jesus had to split up the act, and he wanted me to go on solo, I would have to say yes.
Well, I would be okay with that because it was Jesus' will. All right? That's the only way, though, honey.
All right. Well, I do want to thank you ladies so much for taking some time out
of
your busy,
so
busy
fun.
Yes.
And again, we want to remind everybody, go to SundayMorningMimosa.com. Click on the link and you can purchase your tickets for one night only.
They're only $8.
Only
that's
$8.
Yeah, what, but the $12 at the door, which
that's
I think
it.
Is a ripoff.
I can't believe it.
That is expensive.
You better get them online. You better get it online,
get
people.
Get them while you can. They're going quick. So go
get
to,
capacity.
That's at the Duplex on May 23rd, right? Doors open at what time?
9:30. We better be ready.
I'm getting nervous.
I am getting
hand me a pocketbook. I need a Valium.
I'm having a hot sweat.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Joe.
All right, well,
let's get out of here.
So
I need to get out of here. I need to get some air.
And we'll see you on May 23rd.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, look at you.
Bye-bye.
Give me a kiss.
Sisters, there were never such devoted sisters. Never had to have a chaperone, no, sir.
I'm here to keep my eye on her.
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing. When a certain gentleman arrives from Rome,
she wore the dress and I stayed home.
All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. Two different faces, but in tight places, think and we act as one.
Those who seen us
know that nothing could come between us.
Many men have tried to split us up, but no one cares. Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister between me and my man. All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. Two different faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Those who seen us
know that not a thing could come between us. Many men have tried to split us up, but no one can.
Lord help the minister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister who comes between me and my man. Sisters! Sisters!
sister, don't come between me and my